The dingo has a reputation as being a stock killer, but there's an ongoing debate about the role that dingoes actually play in Australia's ecosystems. Over the past 40 years, researchers have shown that dingoes can play a major role in controlling populations of kangaroos, foxes, feral goats and pigs. Now, a long-running research project along the dingo-proof fence in western New South Wales has found that dingoes also help to control one of the biggest threats to biodiversity in this country, and that's the feral cat. Greg Borschmann has more.
When it comes to Australia's threatened species, the feral cat is pretty much public enemy number one.
Cats have been identified in recent years as being a real threat to native wildlife across the country.
That's Professor Mike Letnik from the University of New South Wales. He's been studying Australia's dingoes for the past 13 years.
Previous work that we've done over the years has shown that dingoes actually do a great job as guardians of ecosystems by suppressing numbers of foxes and suppressing numbers of kangaroos, and also introduced herbivores like feral goats and feral pigs.
So if dingoes can control populations of kangaroos, foxes, goats and pigs, what about feral cats? To answer that question, Professor Letnik and his team spent 7 years studying habitat on both sides of the dingo-proof fence in western New South Wales. More than 5,000 kilometres long and originally built in the 1880s, it's one of the longest man-made structures in the world.
What we found is that overall, there were more cats in the environment where dingoes were rare. So basically, dingoes help the environment by keeping cat numbers down.
And this is pretty easy for you because you've got the dog-proof, the dingo fence in New South Wales. So you looked east, you looked west. East, no dingoes, plenty of cats. West, dingoes, very few cats. Was it as simple as that?
Well, it was slightly more complicated than that, but that's the basic story. But one of the really interesting things that we found as well was that where there was no dingoes, well, they're very rare, cat numbers increased with numbers of their prey. So when it rains, prey numbers increase, so that's mice and rabbits, and cat numbers increase as well. But on the dingo side of the fence, cat numbers didn't show any response to their prey. So basically, the cats just can't respond, probably because they're too busy looking around to see if a dingo is going to come after them and kill them.
None of this surprises cattle grazier Angus Emmett from Noonbar Station in central west Queensland. He's seen fewer kangaroos, foxes and feral cats on his property over the past 20 years. He says that's because he's encouraged healthy dingo populations.
We just benefit all round. It's just a win-win for us. It's free pest control with cats and foxes, etc., and keeps the roos down. We have more grass. We don't have an issue with wild dogs. We have very little issue with the dingoes.
We've known now for at least 20 or 30 years that dingoes can control kangaroo populations, but does this latest research that they also control feral cat populations, does that surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me at all because that's very much my experience here. In more arid areas, they certainly keep the cat numbers down, and the other thing is they totally change cats' foraging behaviour. Cats are very, very cautious about where they go and when.
And have you noticed that on your property with more dingoes, less cats?
Well, you can go out here now these days because I've been leaving the dingoes alone for about 20 years, but you can go out and I think it would be highly unlikely that you'd find a fox or a cat track anywhere on the place. They do turn up occasionally, but I don't think they stick around very long.
On the other side of the continent, sheep grazier Chris Patmore from the West Australian Wheatbelt tells a very different story. He's had to employ doggers, teams that shoot and trap dingoes and wild dogs. He's also built an electric fence to control stock losses.
The stock attack numbers have been going down with the doggers being there and with the electric fence. And stock losses have gone from well over 100 down to probably a dozen or so this year, which is quite a relief.
Chris Patmore is the head of the Livestock Committee of the Pastoralist and Graziers Association of WA. He says in his area, several hundred kilometres north of Perth, dingoes didn't used to be much of a problem, but now wild dogs are, which is why there's more trapping and shooting by dogging teams and new fencing is being built.
We can't rely on one simple fix to do it. It's a team effort and the doggers and most of the producers are getting on board with baiting, trapping, shooting where we can, and a few of us are starting to do a bit of fencing too.
We've known since the 1980s that dingoes can help control kangaroo populations. We're now being told that dingoes can also control feral cat populations. Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. No, and in years gone by, when we had mostly purebred dingoes, they weren't so much of a problem, and they were in very low numbers in their natural environment, and they weren't causing much problems to the sheep industry.
In Western Australia, all wild dogs and dingoes are a declared pest. In Victoria, the dingo is a threatened protected species. But Mike Letnick from the University of New South Wales says most Australian governments are conflicted when it comes to the dingo. He says that by and large, state and federal agriculture departments classify dingoes as wild dogs and they're targeted as pests.
Dingoes and sheep don't mix, that's for sure. But what we need to think about is finding places in Australia where dingoes can be dingoes and do good for the environment. So that might not be in sheep grazing areas.
But Professor Letnick says that the dingo could deliver big wins for biodiversity conservation across large areas of Australia that aren't sheep country.
Often one of the things that we do is we go and say, oh, let's get rid of the dingoes because they're annoying us for this reason or that reason. Actually, if we want to look after biodiversity, we need to keep dingoes in that landscape. They're going to do most of the job for us, and then we can actually also develop targeted methods to control cats. Then we've got a real chance to save our biodiversity across huge landscapes, not just inside fence reserves where we can keep all predators out.
Queensland grazier Angus Emmett agrees that baiting, trapping, shooting and feral animal fencing are needed in sheep country. But he says that the wild dog problem is being made worse by the broad-scale killing of dingoes across the rest of Australia.
My argument would be across Australia we need to stop broad-scale baiting and we need to confine it to the areas they really need controlling, i.e. sheep and goat country. But we're actually creating more of a problem than we're solving by broad-scale baiting the whole landscape.
In Western Australia, Chris Papmore from the Pastoralists and Graziers Association says it's a moot point. He thinks the days of the dingo are as good as over, that there's very few purebred dingoes left.
Sadly, I think the purebred dingo is going to become non-existent through interbreeding with human-bred dogs. There's very few actual dingoes left.
Dingoes howling for that story. Chris Patmore, West Australian grazier and head of the Livestock Committee of the Pastoralists and Graziers Association, ending that report from Greg Borschman.